This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains this hour. The latest from Watford City and the cleanup efforts that are happening there. Also, hazardous materials and training to, number one, take care of any incident that might happen. And you know where that happens, how it happens. But I think for all of us that are not in a regular contact with hazardous materials, very interesting to know what is being done to protect us. Because this is really about protecting us, the citizens, and getting the proper training. And our friends at WSI and the North Dakota Safety Council help us, talk to the experts. And we're looking forward to that a safety talk edition of that coming up on the program this morning. We call What's on Your Mind. Do you have that ready, Kevin? We have.
I do. Yeah.
We have a clip of this hearing, which has turned into a complete and total gong show. It's unbelievable. In fact, can we put up Trey Gowdy right now?
Yeah.
He's talking to Peter Strzok, who won't answer questions.
It does. Here's the good news. I already know the answer to it. I went and looked at the file. The first interview that I can find is on August the 11th of 2016, which is 11 days after it began, which makes me wonder, on August the 6th, so you hadn't interviewed anyone. You're investigating this alleged Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. You're the lead investigator. You originated the investigation. You're the point of contact. You drafted the document. And here you are before you've interviewed a single solitary witness saying, F Trump. Then that same day, your colleague, Lisa Page, wrote, maybe you're meant to protect the country from that menace. And you responded, I can protect the country at many levels. We're not even a week into an investigation that you originated, approved, were the contact for. You hadn't interviewed a single solitary soul until August 11th. And you're already promising to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. And then on August the 8th, you still hadn't interviewed anyone. You're 8 days into your Russian collusion with the Trump campaign investigation. And you got another text from your colleague, Lisa Page. Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? And you replied, no. No, he's not. We'll stop it. By the time you promised to stop him from becoming president on August the 8th, how many interviews had you conducted?
Mr. Gowdy, so two answers to that. One, with regard to how many interviews had or had not been conducted, I've been directed by counsel for the FBI not to answer that question. Second, sir, I think it's important to take those texts in the context of how they were written and what they meant.
And someone may ask you that question, Agent Strzok, but I didn't.
By the way, he is finally answering a question, but he's been giving that non-answer a long time to Trey Gowdy's first two questions, which prompted this total circus between Bob Goodlatte and Jerry Nadler. The
point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
The gentleman from South Carolina has the time. A parliamentary inquiry is not in order during the gentleman's time. The chair is instructing the witness to answer the question, and the question to you is,
Mr. Chairman,
will you answer the committee's question as directed, or do you refuse to answer the committee's question?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
Second, you're not recognized for that purpose.
The Democrats wanted
to. Mr. Chairman, I think you have no choice but to recognize such a motion.
They just went into total shutdown mode, trying to protect him. And then he wouldn't answer the question. So then he asked, can I talk to my attorney?
Make up rules as we go along?
The motion is not in order during the time controlled by the gentleman from South Carolina.
I appeal that ruling of the chair.
Mr. Strzok. Will you
Chairman,
answer?
I appeal your ruling of the chair that my motion to adjourn
Listen,
is not
folks,
in order.
They wouldn't even let him. They wouldn't even let him answer I mean, in other words, they're preventing Peter Strzok from answering questions. They're protecting Peter Strzok. It was unbelievable. And Peter Strzok has given some deal where FBI has told him not to answer any questions about the investigation, so he's going to dance here. And so that's why Trey Gowdy started up again. You heard that part, asking some questions, and he says, I can answer part of this, I can't answer the other. It's a circus. It's an absolute circus. We'll keep an eye on it for you. I have the whole thing up on the Facebook page if you want to watch it there as well. Todd, maybe you can share that too. All right, as promised, we want to find out what's happening in Watford City, a community near and dear to me. A lot of dear friends there. Love the town. Been there a bunch, and we love our wonderful, wonderful friends and neighbors in Watford City. Jeremy Olson is a VP with MBI Energy. They have led an incredible cleanup effort and really done some great things in getting cleanup going as quick as possible. Joins us for an update on how things are going here today on the program. Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Yes. Good morning, Scott. Glad to be here.
Thanks for the time today. So I know you're a Watford City native. First of all, it has to be difficult to see what these folks are going through, huh?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, our hearts definitely go out to them. I mean, this is our community. It's the small town that I grew up in. It might be a boom town, but it is still a small town where neighbors come together during events like this.
And my understanding is you jumped right in to help with the cleanup. Describe what you found when you got there.
Yes, the day after it happened, I was able to go out with the emergency manager, Carolyn, as well as Lieutenant Governor Sanford to survey the area. And it was just awful. It was, it looked like a bomb.
Yeah, so
it was very difficult to see and knowing that people had gotten hurt. I was there in 2014 when we had that other tornado hit, and this was much, much worse than that.
Yeah, I remember that one as well. I happened to be driving by the day after, and it was a lot of devastation for sure. Now, I understand that MBI is doing a pro bono cleanup here, so you're just in there saying, hey, we're not billing anybody. We're just going to help out our neighbors here, which is fantastic. You've had some other companies donate as well?
Yes. Like I said, McKenzie, the MBI team is one of McKenzie County's largest employers, and are growing. And many of our employees live and work here, including myself. And MBI, as well as many of our peers in the energy sector, came out here of a strong sense of community. After this disaster, McKenzie County, its people, and its resources provided us with a method to support our families. It's given us so much. It's such a true blessing and a privilege to be able to provide our resources, be it equipment, personnel, or other material support to help our company recover, our community recover.
That's great, and I think it's a wonderful thing for a company to do, to just jump right in and go to work, and I hope others do it as well. Thanks, I know, to Whiting and Delta and Navarre, I believe, as well, a part of the help. So thanks to anybody that's been doing that, and encourage others to do the same, to get out there and help any way they can. What is, what do you anticipate is going to happen at that scene? Is it just a matter of, start from scratch? Is there anything salvageable? What does it look like?
So a tremendous effort was over the last couple of days. We moved, continue today with moving tons and tons of debris, moved out in a short amount of time. They first came in, they wanted to be very respectful of everybody's property. We're able to get in there, a secure personal property. And then once that was done and taken care of, then it was a lot of the heavy equipment was able to come in, move a lot of the bulk debris. And get things cleaned up, and we're continuing to do that today. We're getting to the point where they're starting to move in electricity, electricians, plumbing, water, getting that going. So the units that are livable, we can move those residents back in as soon as possible.
And I would imagine when you've got everything you own in that mobile home or whatever, they're calling home right now that they're searching for everything. How are the families doing? What kind of sense have you got about how they're doing from all this damage?
Yeah, so a good portion of yesterday, the families were able to come back and sit through what they could and recover what they could. The community center, the civic center in Watford City, is as well as the volunteers and the Red Cross are taking the lead on making sure the families are taken care of, providing with the essentials for living, what they need until they can get back on their feet.
Yeah, that makes sense. Anything else that is needed there? Any other resources or any other thing? I know everybody wants to help when you have neighbors that go through something like this. Anything you suggest, Jeremy?
Absolutely. I mean, for our civic equipment, I think we're pretty good on that because we're getting to the point where we're getting most of the bulk stuff out. What we really need now is volunteers to kind of help move the small stuff. People getting online, moving in and picking up stuff and putting stuff in bags so we could recover them. Just this morning, a 4-H group came in to help, and we set them up in an area where there was no equipment moving, and the kids were able to go through. They're doing it now. They're setting up, and they're picking up garbage, putting it in bags, and all the windblown debris is just another version of picking up the patch right now.
Just a little isolated area, right? Yeah. Forgot about that, which is another great effort of the industry to just always be on the lookout for trash and things that are out there in the ditches and getting cleaned up. But Jeremy, thanks to you and everybody at MBI Energy. Great community effort there to help the good folks in Watford City, and keep us posted if there's anything that we can help with. We'd love to, okay?
Absolutely. It's been a privilege to help support our community.
We appreciate that. Take care. More coming up, folks, on What's On Your Mind.
Tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Trust me on this one thing, folks. When you have some time today, you're going to want to watch this hearing with Peter Strzok, the FBI agent, and fencing with Peter Strzok. It's pretty amazing. Trey Gowdy and it just is. Well, I have a little bit of it here that we can play a clip. Go ahead and roll that.
Now, how many interviews had you done as part of the special counsel team within the first 5 days of his appointment?
Sir, again, same answer as before. I can't get into details.
Right, and the answer is also the same. It's zero. No interviews had been done.
I don't know if that's true or not.
No interviews had been done by August the 8th when you're talking about stopping him and how terrifying it would be for him to win and how you can protect the country. And no interviews had been done before you're talking about impeachment of the president. But no wonder
Chairman.
Bob Mueller kicked you off of the investigation, Agent Strzok. My question is, if you were kicked off when he read the text, shouldn't you have been kicked off when you wrote them?
Not at all.
Well, it wasn't the discovery of your text, Mr. Strzok. It was the existence of your bias that got you kicked off.
No, Mr. Gowdy, it wasn't. I do not have bias. My personal opinions in no way.
Well, then why did you get kicked off? Why'd you get kicked off?
Mr. Gowdy, my understanding of why I was kicked off was that based on an understanding of those texts and the perception that they might create.
Well, hang on a second, Agent Strzok.
Oh, this is so.
You're saying it was the perception there are 13 Democrats on the special counsel probe, including one who went to what he hoped was a victory party. That's a perception problem, too. They weren't kicked off. You were.
Yeah, it should be made into a movie. It's unbelievable. And the guy is so smug, you can't believe it. You could watch him, and not just hear him. You'd recognize that. It's really pretty amazing. Chris in Watford City wanted to, give a shout out to, Jeremy from MBI. And, our next guest is, ready to roll here. Chris, I'll give you a moment to do that, but if you could, quickly.
Yeah, we were there the day before the cleanup, just giving ice water to the first responders. McKenzie County Sheriff's Office and the Watford City PD and the fire department all worked together, but they had no cold water. So we were out there just handing out ice water and cool drinks. They worked massive shifts all day and all night so they could get out of the way the law requires. They could get out of the way. And then when Jeremy got there that next morning, I was there to help. My company gave me time. They donated my time. And, oh, my gosh, that man took charge, and we just saw amazing things happen. Hundreds of people all working together. At some point, there was so many people, there was a hard time finding stuff to do, but then it would kick right back in. And just, I can't give enough props to Jeremy from MBI. He did a fantastic job. And also, the organization and the leadership from law enforcement and first responders to know their role and then get out of the way. They literally worked 30-plus hours, some of those guys. I've watched up hand a bottle of water to a guy who was just gone. You know, just amazing people. And
didn't wait for anybody to say, can you help? Just did it. You know, that's the amazing thing.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Chris. Appreciate you giving a shout-out to Jeremy. Glad to hear that story. That's wonderful. All right, as you know, we regularly on the program do a safety talk edition of What's on Your Mind. I love the programs when we do them for the simple reason that it's a rare opportunity that I got to talk about things that ultimately could save lives. And today is a prime example. Jay Scarple is with us with the North Dakota Safety Council. He's a safety consultant. WSI and the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, help us do this day in and day out on the program. And on occasion, a chance to visit with some of the experts as well. So we appreciate that very much. And that's what Safety Talk is all about. Jay Scarple is here. And Jay, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, real good. Thanks a lot, Scott.
I learned a ton chatting with Jay the other day, and I said this is going to be really interesting to be able to visit about a little bit on the air and help folks out. Now, first of all, tell folks, you know, what makes up your background. What qualifies you to be a safety consultant that teaches this HAZWOPER?
Well, I got into this back when I was in the oil field. I spent about 21 years, just short of 21 years in the oil field in western North Dakota, and the last 9 of those years was with safety and environmental. So I got into a vast array, I guess you would say, of spills, spill response, probably more so than the safety side. I didn't really get heavily involved into the safety side until about 2008, 2009. That's when it switched over. But I was a 24-hour technician level trained in 1993. I started out there, and that's I had two really good instructors and had some really good mentors. Learned a lot. Our company was really focused on safety and doing things the right way. So it was, I enjoyed it.
You got the bug.
You can say I got the bug. It's something kind of different. Most people probably want to stay away from the spill. I was actually kind of attracted to him because it was just, it was one of those deals where you could put it together.
Well, we need people like you, you know, that aren't afraid to go into a spill and you know, make sure that the rest of us are protected. I think that this is sort of the out of sight, out of mind. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about the training available and the training that you do, and we hope folks will listen up a little bit up on that. But for the rest of us, you know, these are really everywhere, right? I mean, the hazardous materials are pretty much everywhere. And we want people properly trained to deal with them because then it doesn't affect us or our family.
Right? Absolutely. And you're right. They are everywhere. And some of these chemicals that we see in hazardous materials are stuff that nobody even, I mean, they don't actually realize that they're hazardous materials. And I don't say it to scare people, but it's amazing what's out there. That's what's considered hazardous materials. The EPA, you know, they have a number of lists on their website. And this is where it comes down to. It's you have your F list. These are solvent wastes. You know, I mean, we see different factions, different factories and stuff. You get in a lot of the spent solvent wastes, electroplating, metal finishes. It comes into play in those areas. Chlorinated olfactive hydrocarbon productions. Now we're getting into a little bit of the hydrocarbon side. Wood preserving wastes. This is just a few on the F list. Now, when we talk about the hydrocarbons, you get into the BTEXs, the benzene, toluene, ethylbenzene, and xylenes. Those come into play on this side of it. The K list, now that's specific industries. That's getting in a little bit different again. Now you're going to see some duplication here. Wood preservation, woodworking, the finishes, the chemicals that's used in that part of it. Pesticides. You know, pesticides, well, they do a job, right? They're there to kill insects and stuff like that. Obviously, there's some pretty serious chemicals involved with that stuff. Petroleum refining, that's basically where I come on, the oil and gas area. That was what I did. Veterinary pharmaceuticals, we get into explosives. That comes into play with hazardous materials. Iron and steel production, lead processing, ink formulation. That takes care of those two. Now we get into some of the ones that are a little bit probably more common, you would say, the P and the U list, the characteristic wastes. These, they're not the ones that meet the criteria of your first two lists, but they get into if they're ignitable, if, mm-hmm. you know, if they'll burn, if they're corrosive, you know, if they'll burn you that way by being corrosive. If, they're reactive, chemicals that don't play well with others, they react with different things. And then toxicity, universal waste. Now we get into the simple stuff, batteries, you know, the lithium batteries have gotten to be a really, you know, a good deal. That's one of those that we classify in the universal waste.
I can't imagine how many more of them are out there right now, too.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't think people really realize, you know, how these things are supposed to be disposed of.
Interesting. Hold that thought, if you would, Jay. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. It's Safety Talk. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump leaves the NATO summit in Brussels saying he believes the alliance is doing much better than it was before he arrived for those meetings. He says that NATO allies have agreed to step up defense spending.
We will go to much higher than 2% into the future, but right now we're getting people up to 2%, and that'll take place over a fairly short period of time, a short number of years.
A NATO spokesman says member nations had already agreed agreed on spending 2% of GDP before the summit was held. President Trump is now in London, where he'll be meeting with the British Prime Minister. U.S. military officials say North Korea was a no-show at a meeting to discuss the return of remains of U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War. U.S. officials reportedly waiting at the demilitarized zone when the Korean officials just never showed up. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Safety Talk today on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit and workforce safety and insurance as well. And talking about hazardous materials, our expert guest today is someone that teaches HazWhopper, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the training that is out there and what's behind it today on the program. Jay Scarpel, who's a safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council. So you went through a pretty good-sized list there, which is eye-opening to know that there's that many different hazard materials. And when you say it's everywhere, that's what we mean. It literally is everywhere.
It is, because there's a couple, when we went to break, there was a couple others. Something as simple as fluorescent light bulbs, they're basically considered hazardous waste, you know, as long as if you break them. You know, if you can contain, that's why there's a special procedure as far as getting rid of those anymore. You can't just throw them in the garbage. You're supposed to dispose of them properly. And that's where we get into some issues on this stuff, too, because some of this stuff is not disposed of properly. And that goes way back to how HazWhopper came into being, really.
So talk to me about the kind of training that is out there, the kind of training you're going to be doing, knowing that this is everywhere. It could impact me and my family any given day. This can happen. So I want the best trained people out there on this. What are the different levels of training?
Well, the different levels basically starts out as a first responder awareness, and that's a situation there. That training, we do a 3-hour training for that one, and that basically is if the employer is not going to have his employees respond, if they see something, they're just going to call their supervisor. They're going to back off and not let anybody into the area. They're not going to do any type of response to it. But in order to do that, those people still have to have training so they can understand what the substance is, know how to recognize it, know the hazards of it, know what to do, know basically how far this is going to go. So it's not just like, okay, stop. You're not going to do it. Don't worry about it. There still needs to be training on this. You know, and there's a lot of different hazards out there. There's a lot of different risks. The better we train our people, the better everybody has a chance of getting back home at the end of the day. That's what it comes down to.
No, and the consequences of not getting training, not good.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. That's where we get into issues.
Or not getting employees good quality training.
Exactly. And the quality training is actually putting your people through what is required. A lot of companies are doing more than that. They're stepping up a little bit and going to a higher level of training.
Now, you talked about all the different levels and what the EPA defines as hazardous. I would imagine every chemical poses a specific different hazard to us, right, as humans. So how do you, you know, what makes each chemical response different? How do you do that?
Well, it all depends on what it is. If it's a gas, Obviously, we're going to have a different response if it's a liquid, if it's a solid. Those things come into play because it can get you in so many different ways. You can inhale it, possibly. You can ingest it, absorb it. Depending on the situation, if you are at a point of contact, you may even be injected with it. So there's many different ways it can get you. I've seen gases, I've seen liquids, not so much the solids, but those have been the two primary ones that I've been associated with. And you have to know what these things are, what they will do to you. The toxicity, if it's acute, chronic effects, what it is, and that's where the training comes into play. And those are things that we cover in each of the classes.
And we're going to come back to, we started, I guess, on the first responder awareness. There are that's the first level. There's a second. There's a third. There's a fourth. So there's more for that coming up here in just a little bit. But the training, whether it be the first level or the fourth level,
mm-hmm.
Who would you recommend have that?
Well, anybody who's dealing with hazardous chemicals. If this could be a treatment disposal facility, you see that more so that, you'll see it in the oil field. You'll see it all over the place. But refineries, any oil field operation, saltwater disposals, manufacturing, depending on what chemicals their byproducts are or what chemicals they are using in their process. All this comes into play. We do some refresher classes, refresher classes for some companies in town here. And it's interesting to me. It might be scary to some people, but it's interesting to realize exactly what's in the town.
I'll bet. No question about that. Is there, obviously some of the people you described would know that they need to have people properly trained and they're going to be inspected and all of that. You ever find people that maybe should be having this training with their employees that aren't doing it, that don't realize they need it?
I've talked to a few. I was at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in Bismarck here a few weeks ago and, talked to a lot of people there. And we had questions on that as far as, okay, do I need to do this? Basically my response is, what do you do? What are your conditions? What do you deal with? Because that's what basically is the determining factor
sure.
on whether you need this training. And, there was quite a few that we talked to that, are looking at probably doing some training on this.
Well, that's something to dig into here a little bit. And here again is the different levels of training. So this is called HAZWOPER training, which stands for what again?
Hazardous Waste Operations and Emergency Response.
So you talked about the first level, the first responder awareness, which is a 3-hour class.
Mm-hmm.
And your classes are hands-on, too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, when you come to one of our classes, you won't see me standing there talking all day. I don't like it to run a class like that. I think it's much better if you can get a discussion, drive a discussion, and then get the people doing things.
Like what? Give me some examples of what they do.
Well, like in our awareness class, we use Emergency Response Guidebook. It's the Orange DOT book. We use the NIOSH book. I have worksheets set up for these people, and I let them go in, and they go through the books. They learn how to use the books, because that's one thing as far as how you recognize these hazards and these materials in your workplace. You got to be able to recognize it and then go into the book and see what you are supposed to do in that instance. Also, we get into hazard communication to a certain extent, is because it comes down to the SDSs or the safety data sheets. Each company that works with different materials is going to have a safety data sheet on the materials that they have. Some are, pretty simple. Some are pretty nasty. And there again, we do exercises on that part of it. So people understand the 16 different sections of the SDS and know where to find the pertinent information. Because there is a lot of information when it comes down to these chemicals.
So more HAZWOPER trainings that North Dakota Safety Council does, the 24-hour hazardous materials technician level. What would that be? Who's that for?
Okay, that's the guys that are going to suit up. They're the first guys to go in, and they're going to do the plug and patch. And the one thing with HAZWOPER, you always go two and two and two. It's always a buddy system. Nobody goes in by themselves.
Two actually respond, you mean?
You actually got two people going in, and before those two people go in, you have two more people standing to back up. And then when you cycle out, you always have two people on standby to come in behind you. You never go in by yourself. You're always in pairs. You work together. But the 24-hour technician level, yeah, that's 24 hours of training. And like I said, those are the guys, that was the first level I went through. You suit up. There is a specific way that you suit up. Depending on the hazard that you are going into will depend on what type of suit you wear. You might be in a level A suit, which is a fully encapsulating suit. You have an air pack on inside. It's the highest level of skin protection and the highest level of respiratory protection that you can get. That, you know.
What does a suit like that cost?
I don't think you want to know. they're anywhere from $3,000 to about $9,000 or $10,000.
I couldn't tell if it was like Neil Armstrong-like or Ghostbusters, but it sounded like you were describing something pretty top shelf there, which is obviously what you want, protecting people that are responding to these. There's a fourth level. That's the 40-hour hazardous materials class. What does the designation with specialist mean?
Well, the specialist, you've actually went through the 24-hour. HAZWOPER is accumulating training is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
When you do the 24-hour, you've actually taken in the first responder awareness, the operations level, the technician level, and then after you go through that, the 40-hour material specialist, that is a higher level again. Now you're getting into more of the, you're getting a lot deeper into the hazard recognition, the site characterization, probably some of the decon procedures, more with your state emergency level programming, your local emergency programs, even federal, FEMA, you name it, a lot higher into the incident command, a broader knowledge base on it. It's just a deeper understanding of the whole system.
And by the way, if you have the 24-hour or 40-hour technician or specialist training, you need refresher courses as well, right?
Yep, absolutely. You'd have an 8-hour refresher course every year for those.
And there's public courses available. Companies can schedule private training, so there's a customized refresher specific to the worksite hazards that might be there. So North Dakota Safety Council can work with you on that as well. I'm curious, in your case, if you could take us through like where the training ultimately helped you. Any particular incident that you remember where the takeaways from the training were such that you really felt comfortable in a very dangerous situation?
Well, I guess the one that I talk about probably the most was an acid spill that we had at the company that I work with. We were very fortunate throughout the course of that spill. It was April. A number of years ago, temperatures were fairly cool. And I got a phone call actually from one of the superintendents that they did a spill, wanted me to come down and GPS it and take care of it. Come down and I got to the location and I was like, whoa. This is pretty large, and you could smell his acid right off the bat. And this turned out to be 26% hydrochloric acid, not something that you want to roll around in or get mixed up in, because it'll burn you. And when you respond to a spill, one of the things you need to do is you need to be prepared and you need to be able to keep your head. You don't want to go into a panic situation. It doesn't matter what type of spill it is, if it's a if it's salt water, if it's whatever it is. You don't want to panic. You got to keep your head, and that's critical with these situations. Now, also, when it comes into these, like with this spill, on the SDS for hydrochloric acid to neutralize it, it says to put soda ash on it. Okay, what happens when you put soda ash on hydrochloric acid? Okay, now you can get an off-gassing effect, and the actual off-gassing effect of this situation was hydrogen. Well, in our locations, we had line heaters. They have fire in them to heat the fluid as it goes down our flow lines. And I was talking on the phone with our emergency response team, and he was asking all these questions, and it could have been a bad situation. We were very fortunate. The wind was in the right direction. It was cool. I was able to go around and shut the line heaters off, so we had no potential for explosion on it. But the other side of this is, if that would have been the same temperatures as we've had here the last couple of weeks, these 80, 90 degree temperatures, we'd have had a tremendous amount of off-gassing off this fluid, because it was just about 300 barrels of fluid. It covered about 34,000 square feet.
So then you got a whole different situation.
Well, yeah, it starts off-gassing, and now you're potentially evacuating people or even stopping traffic.
More coming up. Full Safety Talk edition of What's on Your Mind Today. Don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We're back with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake 2. I'm looking at a new model of hot spring. Vince, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's our new line of hot spring limelight hot tubs, and there's five in all. And it's really a unique hot tub. And we know that when you come in, you see it, you're going to think, wow, that is pretty cool. But beyond cool and looking great, and it looks like unlike any other hot tub you would ever seen, but it's also, again, back to the hot spring message, better water, better massage, better energy, like with our Ace saltwater system, which gives you basically a chemical-free way of owning a hot tub, and it feels great, so you're going to use the hot tub more. But yeah, it's the limelights we're very excited about. There's five models, and they're really at that competitive price point as well, so we're excited about it.
Hassle-free experience, which is why you have the best ownership experience in the business, because you do this well, and you also do concierge service. Well, you do everything, come to the house, right?
That's right, valet service. So if you don't want to lift a finger but just be better by sitting in your hot tub, you have that option too.
All right, folks, and great financing available literally for a cup of coffee a week. You're owning a hot tub. You can't beat a deal like that. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you, save up to $2,000 with the ACE promo code at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Every day made better. Thank you, Scott.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, wrapping up our conversation. Learning a ton here today, right along with you on the safety talk. I know there's a lot of people in our audience that that are in this world, you know, that work for companies that safety is a huge priority. Obviously, in the radio business, we want everybody to be safe, but we don't have a lot of hazardous things around here. A couple of engineers that deal with things that can be dangerous. But it's interesting to me to, hear about folks that have that safety culture, how they get it. And it's from experts like Jay Scarpo, who's a safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council. Our thanks to the North Dakota Safety Council and also the WSI folks for recognizing a need to get the word out about this. Just make sure people know about this, because this, after all, is about saving lives. We're not here to, you know, entertain you. We're here to inform you, certainly, and also make sure you have the resources to be safe and keep all of us safe, especially as we're talking about hazardous materials today. So, Jay, before the break, you were talking a little bit about a particular incident you were involved in, you were called into. And is there an incident command in a situation like this where one person sort of making the decision? Is that part of your training, too?
Absolutely. Incident command is an integral part of it. Somebody has to be in control. And in any spill situation, the first person there is going to be the incident commander, whether they've been trained or not. And then as people arrive, the higher level of supervisor, manager, whatever, those people will take over. And the training comes into play. But you have to have incident command to keep it rolling smoothly. Your briefings, your meetings, what you're going to do, what you've accomplished, logistics, how many people you need, porta potties, water, food, all this stuff comes into play to keep this moving. Because you might be the one I was referring to. We were on that for about 5 weeks. I mean, we didn't do night times. You know, we didn't work 24 hours, but we worked just about till 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then we'd break. We took a couple Sunday afternoons off, but that was it. We were there all the time, and this really comes into play to make it smooth because, there again, you got your people that you're putting in hazardous situations. You got to take care of them.
Sure.
Bathrooms, water, food, rest.
No, it makes sense. How do you tell us a little bit about the criteria in the training? So, in other words, in about a minute here, I'm going to tell you about a number of trainings that are coming up soon. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo as well. But give folks some confidence in the criteria you use to make up the curriculum here.
Well, one of the big things that we try to focus on with our Hazwiper program is a hands-on approach. When it comes to the PPE, that's like a 24-hour class, that'll be the second day. 40-hour class, it's the third day. I have people, they dress up. I show them how to tape the proper way. There's a proper way. There's an improper way. This is very critical because you don't want to get any of the substance you're dealing with inside your suit. So that's part of it. On the last day of the class, we do a live exercise. People will suit up. They are critiqued. There's 5 points that I critique them on. They also take a 25-question test. And that goes into the documentation. But our live drill will be an exercise. We'll have a plug and patch. We've got barrels. I'm working on some other things that we're going to use. People will suit up under air, and they will go in. I usually use chocolate syrup. I spray them down. It actually works really good because when they come through decon, they have to get washed down. And they get scrubbed and washed down, and the chocolate syrup actually sets up so the decon people have to work at it. And then everybody gets their shot to go through. So everybody experiences the full part of the training.
You think of everything, it sounds like to me.
Try to, yeah. I mean, we make it realistic. I mean, we use real suits, boots, gloves, air packs, everything, you know, to make it realistic.
The 24-hour hazardous materials technician training is September 18th through 20th in Bismarck. The 40-hour hazardous materials specialist is October 15th through 19th in Bismarck. The refresher, again, that's for folks that have had that before that we talked about. That would be, Jay, either the technician or the specialist need regular refresher, right?
Absolutely. 8-hour refreshers every year.
And so the refresher is coming up for anybody in that category, August 1 in Minot, September 6th in Bismarck. And then the Hazwiper first responder awareness, that's August 2nd in Minot, August 7th in Fargo, September 7th in Bismarck. You too do custom training and go anywhere to host training for company that you customize, right?
Absolutely. If no matter who it is, it all depends on what they are working at, what their employees are going to be exposed to. That's who we will customize the training to. It's not just we run by the book, that's it. No, we'll make it specific to what you're dealing with.
Yeah, so remember that as well. And be thinking about whether or not you need this training or not. And again, you gave us a pretty significant list, but what would be a common category of people that really need it that don't think they do?
Well, I think some of the manufacturing, actually, because some of the byproducts of their process, they might not be aware of some of the situations that they can get themselves into.
So should they check that EPA list and say, hey, how much of this do we have around here?
Oh, absolutely. If there's any question, whatever, EPA.gov, just look for the F and K, P and U lists. It's real easy to find, and you can go through them. And when you get into it, don't panic because you're going to see words that are about an inch and a half, 2 inches long, and a lot of vowels in them. They're really hard to pronounce. But look through them. You might be surprised.
Yeah, good idea to do that as well. So again, 24-hour hazardous materials technician level training, September 18th through 20th in Bismarck. 40-hour hazardous materials specialist is October 15th through 19th in Bismarck. Hazwiper refresher is August 1 in Minot, September 6th in Bismarck. The Hazwiper first responder awareness That's the lowest level one, 3 hour course, August 2nd in Minot, August 7th in Fargo, September 7th in Bismarck, or give Jay a call at the North Dakota Safety Council and set up a private training for your company. That's the way to go as well. Fascinating conversation, Jay. We appreciate the fact that we get a chance to, you know, help people step back a little bit, realize there's a lot of hazardous materials around, and think about safety a little bit so we can save lives. Appreciate that.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Jay Scarpel with us today on the program. Good discussion. And also, of course, to our friends at WSI, the North Dakota Safety Council as well. North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and workforce safety and insurance, two great entities that are out there every day making sure people are safer. And a lot of great training from them. We appreciate talking about this. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.